Bloodbath by Michelle Russell. Read by Peter Casper. An MY Books production. The July rain had been falling steadily most of the day as Brady Nelson surveyed his wardrobe with apprehension. He sighed aloud and shouted, "Did Beau Nash ever have this trouble?" Pushing the suits and jackets from one side of the rail to the other, he stopped, blinked, and suddenly smiled. "What the hell am I worried about? It's only another theatre party on a midweek night before a troupe opening at the Theatre Royal in a day's time." Brady grabbed a black cashmere round-neck sweater, a pair of cream slacks, and a grey sports jacket and flung them down on a chair. He glanced from his bedroom window up and down Chatham Row, noticing the rainwater running at speed down the road to a nearby gutter. "Why does Bath have so much rain?" Brady thought to himself. "Is it those Cotswold hills that surround the city? Or is it those Atlantic depressions?" He went back to the wardrobe and opened it, this time staring at the full-length mirror on the inside of the door. Rubbing his chin with his right hand, he wondered whether he had reached his peak yet. His hair was thick and sandy, with just an occasional fleck of grey. The deep-set brown eyes with thick lashes at times suggested an Eastern origin, with thick, almost ruby-coloured lips and an even jaw. Patting his almost flat stomach, he smiled. But then it turned to a frown as he wondered whether his biological clock had started ticking. He had read recently that there was such a thing in men when, at around the age of 35, the sperm count decreases, and it all seems downhill from then on. A light reflected from the window, and, slightly turning, he realised it had almost stopped raining, and the dark clouds had dispersed. Brady dismissed the clothes he'd picked, and decided on a black suit and a pink T-shirt. "Ah, what the heck," he thought, raising his eyebrows. "It's a showbiz party, after all." He slammed the wardrobe door, and dressed in haste. On the way to the Garrick's Head pub, Brady hoped he was going to the right venue. He had been to so many functions since Easter that he wondered whether he should slow down and politely decline some of the invitations. Working for a charity in a senior position, it was usually assumed that you attended everything that was on offer so that you could spread the word at functions in the hope of gleaning press, publicity, and donations. "Think clearly," the two words came to mind. "Is it the Peter Hall Company that opens tomorrow at the Theatre Royal? Is it their fifth or sixth season? How long are they here? 2 months?" Brady's thoughts diminished as he turned into the area of Saw Close and the majestic 1805 theatre loomed up ahead. He was glad he lived centrally and of the fact that the journey from his house to the Georgian Theatre only took about 10 minutes. He stopped outside the theatre, and his mind once again wandered to Welshman Beau Nash, whom, he vividly remembered being told, actually lived where the theatre now stood. Brady glanced down at his clothes and wondered what Richard Nash would have been wearing on a Wednesday evening centuries ago. It had stopped raining, and a slight warm wind blurred his senses and made him feel more happy and content. "Hello, Brady. Penny for them," a voice echoed. He turned slightly, and the upright figure of a tall, elderly gentleman was smiling nearby. "It's more mind over matter, really, CC," he answered, also now smiling. Brady smiled even more when he saw that Clarence Collier was wearing the exact replica of what had first entered his mind to wear for tonight's function. Even the colours were exactly the same, except that only Brady's roll neck was in cashmere, but CC's entire outfit was of goat's hair. But this was July, not midwinter. So perhaps, at 75, the old boy was getting his seasons mixed up. Bradley gulped, knowing that he was going to wear the very same apparel, and he was 35, not 75, years of age. Before Brady had a chance to say anything else, he was shuffled round the corner into St. John's Place and into the Garrick's Head pub. The medium-sized room was fairly full, and the duo headed straight to the bar, where they ordered almost identical drinks, wine. Red for the elder, and white for the younger.